Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's Community Radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. Good morning.
Good morning.
There we are. There's our on-air sign.
Ta-da!
Makes us look so official.
We are official.
We are official.
Yes, we are.
And this morning, we are bringing you a show called Stuff. And I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together, we are Stuff. And we are here every Thursday morning, as you know, because you're listening, WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
You can actually hear us.
Yes.
Before we get started, though, I want to give a shout out to a lady named Brenda, who I met this weekend. She bought a wreath that I had made, and it was so cool to meet her. She was a very nice lady, nice smile. And she bought it for a friend of hers.
Oh.
And it was like, yes.
A gift.
Christmas, yes.
Yes, I know.
So I wanted to say hi because she had such a nice smile and such a good temper. I mean, she was.
Does she know you're on the radio?
Yeah, she
does
listens.
She listen?
Yes.
Hey, Brenda. Oh, that's
hi,
so great.
Brenda.
And she bought it as a gift.
Yeah.
That's awesome. This was a, you want to tell everybody what it was about?
Well,
what it was for?
Liechtenstein Center for the Arts had their actual winter annual, is what I'm trying to say, wreath art fair sale. Auction.
Auction. So people donate wreaths that they make, and they auction them off.
And both of us made one.
We did. And yep. It's used for, what's the money used for, the center?
Nope, it's used for the...
The food bank.
Food bank.
Excellent.
Food pantry.
That's excellent. And is that the food pantry on South Street?
Yes.
At the First Congregational Church?
Yep.
The big white church?
Yep.
Across from the Colonial Theater?
Yep.
Isn't it on the corner of South Street and Church? I think it is. Is it? South Street and Church. Yeah, back in the day. Probably was named Church because there are churches there.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That makes sense.
That makes sense. Great. And I will do a little plug for the holiday craft fair that's coming up. Oh, I don't know. Oh, yeah. We're going to ask that this is aired on Thursday.
Okay.
Holiday craft fair that is Saturday, December 13th at Taconic High School. And the money for that goes to Taconic High School's theater program. There will be several vendors all gathered there doing their thing, selling their crafts. It'll be Saturday from 10 to 2. Look, not long enough for me. I like to stay all day, but people pretty much, you know.
You come in and look around. And
yeah. 2 to 3 o'clock is usually slow if you have a craft fair that I've been to, and it's kind of,
And then it speeds up.
Sometimes, especially with tag sales, you get those, you know, the last hour.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you have a burst.
Cool.
Of people. All right. So we are telling you that it is Christmas and holiday season 2025.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking on the website and you're looking for podcasts and you hear this, well, and if it's June and you're out in a lawn chair with a Pina Colada. And you're listening to this, well.
Have pity on us.
It's winter. It is winter. It's cold. It's cold today. And And I said to my husband this morning, every year we always say, oh my gosh, it's so cold. Oh my gosh, there's a snowstorm. Oh, but we've lived like this forever.
Yeah.
It's always the same. We don't do it in the summer. Oh my gosh, it's 80 degrees.
Oh, I do.
Well, it's a happy thing. Oh, I'm not happy when it's 2 degrees.
I'm not happy when it's 80 degrees.
Oh, I
either.
Am. Love that.
Okay.
Can't wait. Spring
right.
is coming. Spring is coming.
You have a famous quote.
I have.
Us.
It's not famous, but it's a quote. It's from a lady named Sarah Schroeder, and she's from Grosse Pointe Woods, Michigan. Isn't that a cool sound name for a town?
Gross Woods.
Gross Point Woods.
Gross. I can't say it.
And gross has got an E on the end of it. Does that mean it's pronounced differently?
No.
Grosse. And point has an E on the end of it. So is it Grosse Pointe? Woods-a?
I don't think so.
Little French town. She said, sometimes the greatest act of kindness is to pretend you haven't already heard that story before.
Oh, that's so funny because it happened to me this past week. I had a stress test, and as I was telling my friend here, they have cameras that look like giant suitcases, and they're coming right at you. And I said that to the nurse that was there, and she said, oh, thank God. She said, somebody's saying something new about these.
Oh, because she hears the same thing over and over and over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been with a friend, and they've told you something that they've already told you before?
Oh,
and they're
yeah.
repeating the exact same thing like it was the first time they've ever said it.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to do exactly what our friend here, Sarah Schroeder, says.
Pretend
that it's the first time.
I don't think I've ever said to somebody, look, you've already talked about this 100 times. I'm going to keep you listening.
That would be rude. That would be rude. So be kind. Somebody's repeating it. And over and over and over.
It means something to them.
It does. It means something to them.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. That's our quote of the day and our lesson and advice for today.
Good. Now. True or false? And you wanted us to be all Christmassy all this month.
Yes.
So I'm sticking to it. So
okay.
How many lights were on the Griswolds' home in Christmas Vacation?
Oh, I know.
Now, I'll give you a choice. 25,000, 30,000, or 15,000. That's
okay.
Number one.
Okay.
Number two, finish this line from How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Oh, I love this. This is great.
It came without packages, boxes, or bows, bags, or bells.
Okay.
And number three, how many ghosts are there in Christmas Carol?
Oh.
And it's kind of tricky.
It's tricky? Oh, I just got it. I just know why it's tricky. I love that movie. Yeah. And you know, there's an original one that was filmed, I don't know.
Ages and ages ago.
Yeah, it's black and white.
Mm-hmm.
It's odd.
I think that's the best one.
It's pretty odd. My favorite one is the one with what's his name? You know, the guy.
No, but that's okay.
What's his name? Not Orson Bean. Not Orson Welles. Not, you know who I mean? The guy.
No.
The good actor. The guy.
Aren't they all?
Yeah. And then there's a cartoon one. And then there's a musical that I started to look at the other day. I didn't like it.
Okay.
And then there's one that's just narrated. I don't like movies where the actors move around and somebody narrates it.
Aw.
I don't really like that. I like the one with that guy. Who's the guy?
I don't know.
You know, you can see him though, right?
No.
Oh. Okay. So here's our Kleenex alert. We might as well get into our Kleenex alert for the day. And would you like to announce how many Kleenex boxes are in the studio today?
Da, 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 five.
There's six.
Six. I said six, didn't I? Yeah,
so we're six. Down. I think the highest we've ever had was 9 or 10.
Oh, at least.
Yes. And we're down, which means a couple of things. Either people are coming in here sick and they're using Kleenex, or they're crying and you're using Kleenex.
Or they're taking them home.
Yeah. And our nickel report. So this all started with one nickel months ago.
Yep.
And we always said that we were going to add a nickel and see what happens, and we kept forgetting. Notice I said we.
We, yes.
Because we're a team, right?
We are.
So last time we were here, we added a nickel, and we came in today, and there are two nickels. So we added a third nickel. So now we have three nickels in here in the studio.
A whole whopping 15 cents.
15 cents, and we're leaving it right there, and we're going to see
somebody else
how long it takes. How many nickels have to go on the table to tempt someone who says, I need to get a Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Or maybe they're going to the laundry and they want
going to the laundromat. Yeah. So we're going to get to that point where there may be several nickels.
If somebody does take all the money that's there, depending on what it is, you have to leave something behind.
Yes.
I don't know what, but think of it. Be original.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Take the nickels and leave something. I can't wait. That makes it exciting. Yeah. So, and we know that the studio people here listen to our show most of the time.
Yeah.
When they're working, I think that they have it on. I think Sean has it on. Maybe
Poor
Bob
Sean.
Has it on. I don't know if Dave has it on. I think they do. and maybe Jody. Maybe Jody has it on. We'll find out.
We'll ask.
Maybe we should put ink on one side of the nickel. So that if somebody takes it, they'll get ink all over their fingers that won't come off for days.
Oh, that's mean. That's like a bank robbery thing.
All right, so we have true or false, kind of.
We do, yes.
It's more like a quiz.
Yep.
All right, I love it. And we will repeat that at the top of the second half of our show.
And I have Christmas mistakes to avoid, what not to do on Christmas Day with solutions. What'd you bring?
I can't wait for that. That would be very cool. I have Christmas Colors Guide. I also have some funny Christmas songs.
Okay.
And I'll jump back and forth. And I also have something else in here that is, it's different, signs that you see on the street that people put up on signboards.
Okay.
I'll start with that.
For Christmas?
No, this one's not Christmas, but it's funny.
Well.
But it's funny. What happens if you get scared half to death? You know how you say that? Oh, I got scared half to death.
Well, I'm half to life now then.
Well, what if you are scared half to death twice?
Ooh, ooh.
And that's the sign.
Point.
What happens if you're scared, if you get scared half to death twice?
It's like with the parachute. You only need it once.
Yes. Yes. I thought that was kind of cute.
Yeah.
All right. I'll go to my Christmas stuff, too. All right. Go ahead. Let us know what you have in your
first one
noggin.
Is starting to plan too late. Waiting until December to start planning creates unnecessary stress, limits your options, and often leads to impulse purchases at inflated prices. So, for the solution, begin planning right after Thanksgiving or even earlier. Create lists, set budgets, and start shopping for deals throughout the year. Early planning gives you leverage to find the best prices and avoid the holiday rush. So
yes.
Don't wait until the last minute to do anything.
I have been ordering things on Amazon. And what really helps me is to print out the order. I know it's in Amazon. I know you can access it all the time. But I print out the orders, and then I write down on the paper who each thing is for.
Uh-huh.
And I keep them in my office drawer. And then as they're delivered to me, I check them off on the paper. It's just it's a mental thing.
It is. It's good. It's good thinking.
Yeah, I have to do that. I had a friend that lived next door to me when I was younger. My kids were little. Her kids were little. And she was so organized. She started her Christmas shopping for her kids after July 4th.
Oh, my gosh.
So in the summer, she would tell me things that she bought for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And they're wrapped.
They're wrapped?
They're wrapped.
Oh,
Christmas
wrapped. She's that organized.
And by September, when she was going to start getting school clothes for the kids August, September, she was pretty much done. Yeah.
I like that kind of person. Yeah. They could do it for me.
Yes. And I would always feel subhuman because I wasn't like that. I was more of a make a list, go to the Christmas tree shops. You know, back then you went to the mall.
Yeah.
And it was a day. It was fun. And then you'd go shopping another day and bring everything home and hide it. And then have that night, like a week before Christmas, where you're in the living room wrapping all the gifts on the floor while you're watching It's a Wonderful Life.
Sounds like it's
fun.
A tradition.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
But I'm always wrapping alone, which in a way is kind of good. Kind of good. It's nice.
All right.
Get some hot chocolate. Heat up one of your leftover TV dinners from Thanksgiving.
Listen closely, Mark.
And just sit there with your tape and your scissors and your paper. I like it. Yeah.
It's almost as fun as making a wreath.
Yeah, like making a wreath. So let me see. What are Christmas colors anyway? So this is what this, I have to find it. The reason for red. So red is often associated with Christmas because of its historical and cultural significance. In Christian tradition, red represents the blood of Jesus Christ, who was born on Christmas Day. Additionally, during the winter months, red is a common color for holly berries, poinsettias, and other festive decorations. So the use of red in Christmas decor dates back to ancient pagan celebrations of the winter solstice, which I can't wait for. Where it is believed to ward off evil spirits and bring good luck. Today, red continues to be a popular color for Christmas-themed clothing, decorations, and accessories.
And it's the only time of year you can put red with green.
Oh, yeah. You know, I never thought of that. You're right. We don't ever wear red and green any other time of the year, do we?
No, not if you're fashion thinking.
Do you wear white pants or white shoes after Labor Day?
I have white soles on my shoes.
All right. A white sole is a good thing to have. I'm glad you're... I don't wear white shoes or sneakers after, but I will wear white pants or, with a dark top.
I usually wear jeans or dark pants because, you know, I like to see the hips kind of disappear a little bit, you know. Wearing white pants is dangerous if you're just slightly overweight.
Then you wear a long sweater. Remember back in the day, everybody wore long sweaters and leggings. We called them stretch pants.
Stretch pants, yep.
And we wore long, almost to your knee. In the middle of your thigh, at least.
Almost like a dress.
Remember when we did that? I love that look. It's a very forgiving look.
It hides a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But then again, we were probably in our 30s, and we probably didn't have a lot to hide.
Didn't have a lot. No.
No.
No. Not yet. All right. Forgetting hitting Christmas costs. You may think you're going to buy a present and that's done with it and everything else, but you don't budget for wrapping paper, decorations, extra groceries, holiday cards, postage party contributions, travel costs, baking ingredients. They can lead up to about hundreds to your total. So create a comprehensive budget that includes all Christmas categories, not just gifts. Account for decorations, food, entertainment, travel, cards, and a buffer for unexpected expenses, which you know will show up.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
We have talked about this book. Author, John Grisham. The book is called Skipping Christmas. The movie, Christmas with the Cranks, was based on that book.
Uh-huh.
And the book is adorable. It's so not John Grisham. It's so totally...
He's so serious.
...different. It's a small book. It is so sweet. And it is about a couple. The husband decides that Christmas was $6,000 the year before. Ooh. And he wants to skip Christmas because their daughter went off with the Peace Corps or something. So nobody was going to be home.
I think I want
to read
that.
It's a really cute book. The book is, the movie's good. The book is better than the movie, but the movie is very good.
Old people say that all the time.
I know. the movie was good, but it felt like the lead players, who were awesome, but they were overacting a little bit. It was a little odd. But it was Jamie Lee Curtis and the guy who played Tim the Tool Man.
Oh, yeah, I can see him.
So they were just a little over the top, but it was really a good movie.
Yeah.
It was a good movie.
Okay.
And the book was really cute. It was all about them skipping Christmas. And you there are times when I think, I'm just going to skip it. I'm just going to skip it. But it never works.
I'm pretty much sure I am.
Are you?
Kinda.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Want to come to my house? Bring your pajamas? I'll send Mark to your house. You and I can just have a fun Christmas.
With your sister.
My sister
and
will be there.
Else.
We'll get Patty over there. Have a girl Christmas. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Green.
Okay.
Green is a Christmas color because of its association with evergreen trees, which have been used in winter celebrations for centuries. In many cultures, the evergreens were seen as symbols of life and vitality during the dark, cold winter months. The tradition of decorating an evergreen tree for Christmas dates back to the 16th century.
Wow.
I thought it would go further back than that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it? In Germany. And has since spread around the world. Additionally, green is a common color for holly leaves, which go with the berries, which are red.
Red.
Mistletoe and other festive plants used in Christmas decor. Together with red, green has become an iconic symbol of the holiday season and is used in a variety of Christmas-themed clothing, decorations, and accessories.
Yeah, yes.
You can also make a jello mold.
Red and yellow? Or red and
green? Red and green. You make the red jello in one 9x13 pan, then you make the green jello in another 13x9 pan. You get them all so that they're jelly.
Not mixed together.
They're set. Separate pans.
Yeah.
A red pan and a green pan.
Okay, because I don't think that would look very good.
No, it would be brown, I think. And then when they're all set, you cut the jello into squares. And you pop them out of the 9x13 pan.
And put them together.
You put them together with, I think, Patty makes this. I think it's like Cool Whip and maybe cream cheese that was maybe blended together. I probably have this wrong. But when you mix it together, it's really pretty. It's these squares of red and squares of green, and they're kind of shiny. And
I want one.
Yeah.
Like right now.
You would eat that.
I would eat that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe we'll ask her to make it.
Hi, Patty. All right. Decorating mistakes. Over-decorating every corner of your home. While enthusiasm is wonderful, over-decorating Christmas tree and every surface creates visual chaos rather than festive charm. Too many decorations can make spaces feel cluttered and overwhelming instead of cozy and inviting. So the solution is embrace less is more. Choose focal points like the tree, mantle, and entryway. Create cohesive displays with intentional spacing rather than covering every available surface.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you have a couch that's pink, don't use a green cover or something.
So have you ever been guilty of that?
Not really. No. I'm pretty, on the edge.
Yeah. I haven't been like that either. I've been places like that.
Yeah.
And what's hard about it is I found it's never been, it's all been intentionally placed everywhere.
Right.
Now I want to go into this person's house and I don't want to
rearrange.
No, look at it all. I want to look at it all. Because a lot of times I'll go, I remember one house that we had for sale. Not our sale,
right.
In real estate. It was gorgeous, but it was decorated like that. every space. So what you wanted to do was look at it like a museum. You wanted to look at all the pieces and all the little things, and because it was really gorgeous, but it was an overload, a mental overload. You didn't want to talk to anybody. You just wanted to look around.
I wouldn't want to eat in that house. I'd spill something and ruin the whole thing.
You think? Maybe they had a separate table that wasn't decorated you could sit at, covered with a cloth and a drop cloth underneath you.
Oh, my gosh.
So this says new Christmas colors. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So black and beige. So I am looking right now at a black Christmas tree. Looks black. Decorated with white and black. Actually, looks really pretty. And then this one room I'm looking at, everything, I don't really like this. Everything in here is beige, including the furniture.
That's kind of blah.
Yeah. And every single thing in the room is beige. It's pretty, but it's all kind of one.
Washed out.
Yeah, yeah. The Christmas colors for 2025 are pastels. So I went to Hobby Lobby when I went to North Carolina, and Hobby Lobby is an amazing store. And they were like maxed out for Christmas stuff, all organized beautifully, beautiful mm-hmm. stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I went into this section and I said to my brother-in-law, they already have Easter stuff out? And this lady was looking at everything. And I looked at her and she looked at me. She said, this is Christmas stuff. It was all pastel, really pretty. And the little fur babies and little fur, everybody was pink.
Everything you think would be Easter.
Pink, blue, everything. Everything. It was different.
Huh.
It was different. It was pretty. But they're saying that pastels and being very neutral. Well, oh, see, kind of like that. So I'm showing her a picture of very pastel pinks,
yeah.
And it just seems strange.
Like
it's kind
of
like eating a blue olive. You know?
Oh.
Why would you eat a blue olive?
Oh.
And I'm thinking, I couldn't decorate this way because of the fact that I've always used traditional, you know, colors. So there's nothing wrong with it.
Well, I have something that goes along with that, using wrong color combinations.
Oh.
Says, while red and green are classic, blindly following tradition without considering your home's palette creates visual discord. Wrong color combinations can make beautifully decorated spaces look garish rather than elegant. So, for a solution, you choose holiday colors that harmonize with your existing decor. If your home features cool tones, considered silver, white, and icy blue. If you've got warm tone spaces, they look better with burgundy, gold, and cream.
That sounds pretty.
Yeah.
Burgundy, gold, and cream. I'd have to buy all new stuff. That's another thing.
Your house is very white.
Beige and white.
Beige mm-hmm. and white.
And now it's gray. You know, the gray is the new thing, grays, and so you can't keep up with it. It's very plain. I'm afraid of color. I'm terrified of color.
So silver, white, and icy blue would be perfect for you.
No, I wouldn't do the icy blue. I like the burgundy and that, but to replace everything, it's just not possible. And my ornaments are all memory kind of ornaments and things the kids made and the grandkids
made. Well,
that
makes a difference.
So I can't do the, you know, all the same ball, you know, like all green and red balls and nothing else on my tree. I think I told you last year, I actually decided I wasn't going to put a lot of stuff on my tree. So I just put silver balls, icicles, gold balls, that's it. And the kids came over and they were looking around, the grandkids. Mima, Where's our ornaments? Where's this? Where's that? Where's the little computer ornament? Where's the little, where's everything?
Oh, gee.
And you know what I did?
What?
Put it all on. Went downstairs, got the bins, brought it up. I think they may have helped me. I won't do that again because I didn't realize it meant so much to them. They really noticed, you know?
Yeah.
So for, you know, until they're older and maybe
I know
not.
That sounds blasé, but still, it means a lot
it
to
does.
Them.
It does. It really
their
does.
It's memories they, that they grow up with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back when Mima used to make our tree.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
so
not
that's
a Christmas tree.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of Christmas trees.
Yes.
What not to do. Don't buy a cheap, low-quality artificial tree.
Mm-hmm.
Skimping on an artificial Christmas tree is a false economy. Lower-quality trees have sparse, spindly branches that look obviously fake and often need replacing within a few years.
Oh.
Invest in a high-quality artificial tree, if that's the way you want to go, with realistic PE polyethylene needles rather than flat PVC strips. A better tree costs more up front, but lasts 10 to 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll save money while still being beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And they're pre-lit now.
They're pre-lit.
Pre-lit. Yeah.
Pretty soon they're going to be pre-decorated.
I know. Comes in a big bag.
Yeah. Like those mattresses.
Yes. Did you get your mattress?
Oh, yeah.
How do you like it?
I'm a little disappointed.
Uh-oh.
It's not bad. It's comfortable and everything, but it's not. It doesn't have the same feel that my sister's had.
Did you get the same brand?
Probably not.
Oh, so hers is a little more squishy?
Yeah.
Maybe yours, I don't know, foam doesn't get squishy over time. I was going to say maybe it'll get squishy. You need more squish?
Yeah.
You know what you can get?
What?
A topper.
A topper. Foam
a little
for the foam.
Topper. We have, I think we have three toppers on our bed.
Oh, okay. That's
and
that's a point.
I don't know that I really need it, but it's comfy.
Yeah.
I like getting in there. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe you need a topper.
Maybe.
Maybe. Or maybe you'll get accustomed to it. You haven't had it very long.
Nope.
Maybe your sister will trade with you.
Mine's a queen. Hers is a twin.
Oh, that won't work.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe you could trade beds.
Bunk beds. I'm never getting that thing out of my house.
Oh, I know. Well, how'd you get it in?
Pieces.
Yeah, you'd have to take it apart to get it out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And that's not my job.
Well, you could get a roommate. Like, sleep on the top.
I could put the dog up there.
The dog could go up there. You have a ladder.
I like it, Bella.
So here's interesting. You talked about blue. And this says,
yeah.
Is blue a Christmas color? And the answer here, and I'm in a website called Christmas Loft, L-O-F-T, ChristmasLoft.com.
Yeah.
Absolutely, blue is a Christmas color. It's one of the five main colors included on multicolor lights and is considered a Christmas color for its religious connections to the Virgin Mary.
Oh,
now I gotta,
sense.
You know, I gotta say something, right?
Go ahead.
She was a poor, lonely little girl living in, you know, back then you're in maybe huts, maybe with the clay,
yeah.
Maybe, and not rich.
Right.
And I don't think she wore blue and white and a crown and all that.
What if somebody decided to give it to her?
Give what to her? The blue?
When she had the baby and they saw how beautiful the baby was. And
they wrapped
said,
her in blue?
You
yeah. We can think that
yeah.
Because we don't know. Yeah. But I think she was a humble young
She'd have
girl.
To have been humble.
Yeah. But I do like blue. You know what else it says here? Orange.
Is orange a Christmas color?
No. This website says no.
Oh.
It says, while orange may not be known traditionally as a Christmas color, you can have fun accenting stuff with orange. But if Christmas isn't really your thing, then the use of orange is fun for Halloween or fall. If you're not using orange on Christmas, you don't celebrate Christmas, you can use orange on Halloween or in the fall, which is obvious. We do that.
Yep. It is time
for a break.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Press the music button. WTBR.
All aboard!
Do you like hard rock and heavy metal music?
Oh, yeah!
Well, then join me here Friday nights from 8 to 10 for Wounded Radio. Every Friday night, I play 2 hours of the best music on the planet, from AC/DC to ZZ Top and everything in between.
This is gonna be cool.
Want to hear a song on Wounded Radio? Request it on the Wounded Radio Facebook page. And join me here Friday nights at 8 for Wounded Radio.
Yeah!
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
And we're back.
And we're back.
And front.
And front. And I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And we're stuff. Sorry, I went kind of quick there.
That's all right.
And we just wanted to remind you who we were. And I would like you to repeat your quiz.
True or false? Well, okay. It is a quiz more than true or false.
But one of them is, how come I only have two? Go ahead.
Only have two? Well,
I only wrote down two.
Let's fix that.
Okay.
Number one, how many lights were on the Griswolds' house in Christmas Vacation? 25,000, 30,000, or 15,000?
Okay.
And number two, finish this line from How the Grinch Stole Christmas. It came without packages, boxes, or bows, bags, or bells. And number three.
Oh, I do have that. Okay.
How many ghosts are there in A Christmas Carol?
I can't wait for that one. Because I figured it out.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, these are good. I like this. I like this. I like that a lot. All right. When should you start decorating your house and your tree?
I've seen so many cars with trees on top of them already. So I would probably wait a couple of weeks before.
So about when? So December 25th.
The teens? Yeah.
After Thanksgiving, I began to see decorations on houses popping up all over the place.
Yeah.
And then it just kept going from there. And I kept thinking, oh, I have to hurry. Am I late? And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, do I want my house decorated for 4 weeks?
That's a lot of work.
So I did. I thought a lot of, this is so stupid. I thought about it. Well, when is the right time to decorate? What's too early? What's too late? You know, are you feeling like you're not jumping in? So this says, most people say that you shouldn't start decorating for Christmas until Thanksgiving. But we love Christmas so much that we say start decorating whenever you would like.
April?
I know.
That's kind of weird.
No, I've talked to some people who either are people or know people that keep their tree up all year and then decorate it for each season of the year, each holiday.
That's a little extreme.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
That's a lot of storing stuff in bins.
A lot of cleaning.
Every holiday. And I really don't know if Valentine's Day decorations really do it for me on a Christmas tree. It doesn't click for me.
Hearts all over a tree.
What do you think of that? Maybe you have a different.
Nah.
What do you think?
From Thanksgiving and Halloween are going to be upset because they want to decorate too. Can they decorate all year long?
I guess. They could.
So you could have a house with Christmas decorations and other holidays as well?
I guess you would change it all every holiday. You got to put it all away and put up a new thing.
Well, then you got to put away the Christmas.
All the Christmas stuff. But then you bring out all the Valentine's Day stuff and you still have that naked tree. You take all the decorations off your tree and then you put Valentine's Day stuff on your tree.
I'd put catnip.
That'd be hysterical. How high can they jump? Really?
Or how low can they fall?
Yes. Yes. But when they fall on all fours. Right? They don't get hurt.
No.
But I can just imagine them being on the tree and pulling it down.
That's one way to get rid of it.
Be kind of funny.
Okay.
Okay.
What am I here? All right. Creating fire and safety hazards. This is a big thing that people overlook all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Overloaded power strips, candles, near flammable materials, dry Christmas trees. Never overload outlets. Keep fresh trees well watered. Use flameless LED candles and unplug decorative lights before bed. Test smoke detectors and keep a fire extinguisher accessible.
Yeah. I think that every year there's always something you hear in the news.
Yeah.
And it's really awful because it's doesn't have a good ending. I had a neighbor who was a fireman, and he took his real Christmas tree and brought it out into the snow and stood it up in a snowbank in the backyard. And he called us out, and he took a match to the bottom of it, and it went whoosh.
Oh.
It just, the whole flame just went whoosh, just went. I'm going to say that again. Want to say it with me?
Whoosh.
And that thing was gone in just a couple minutes. And
wow.
They never bought and he wanted to show us, and he never bought a fresh tree after that.
Yeah, bought the artificial.
Yeah.
Wow. We used to just decorate the outside tree for the birds.
Oh.
Instead of bringing one inside the house.
So did you go cut down a tree and then put it in your yard?
No. If we have a tree that's in the yard, we would use that.
What did you put on it?
Popcorn strings, bird seeds, all kinds of stuff like that.
That is such a cool idea. That is such a cool idea. I wonder if you could string fresh cranberries.
I don't know why not.
I wish I had a pine tree on my front yard. That is such a cool idea.
Then it also, if you think about it, doesn't have to be a pine tree.
No, it doesn't. But it would look really great.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm thinking. I'm looking at you through the bangs that are hanging in my face. And
it is kind of jolly.
And that makes me want to go out and cut down a tree and put it in my yard in a stand and decorate it I can picture it with, like you said, popcorn balls, cranberries.
Would you consider doing an artificial tree in your yard instead?
Oh, you're right. Duh. Yes. Yes.
That way you don't have to cut down a tree?
Yes. I'm so excited. So excited. I can't stand it. Do I have to make the popcorn balls? How do you make them?
You make your popcorn the regular way and just needle and thread.
Oh, you string. You don't make popcorn balls.
No,
you just string
it.
And you can do that while you're watching a Christmas movie.
You can do that anytime and then just wrap it around the tree.
Listen, everybody, this is such a cool idea. I don't think I ever see this anywhere. You could even put lights on it.
You can, yeah.
That way the birds can see it at night.
The birds sleep at night, I hope.
This is such a cool thing that could go like a trend, where you get a little tree and you put it out there and you decorate it for the birds. And then you decorate it and they will come.
I don't know. I've done it for years.
Do you still do it?
No, I haven't done it in a while.
You need to do that this year. You have a tree.
I have couple of trees.
Bev, this will bring you joy. This is
yes,
a dear. Hey, everybody, listen. If you do this year, will you email us?
At stuffingforus@gmail.com. We'd love to know if you do.
Oh, and you can attach a picture. They can attach a picture.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Oh, I love it. I am so on to this now. I can't wait. I'm going to talk to Mark and see what they think.
Okay.
What he thinks. Not they. He's not a they. He's a he. All right. I don't know whose turn it is. I don't go right ahead.
All right. Is it mine or yours?
I think it's yours.
The regifting faux pas. Regifting within the same social circle is among the most embarrassing Christmas gift mistakes. Nothing creates awkwardness faster than giving someone the scarf they gave you last year or that your mutual friend originally purchased. The solution. If you must regift, do so only with items in perfect condition, original packaging, and people completely outside the original gift server's social circle. Better yet, donate unwanted gifts and buy something thoughtful.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Donate. But have you ever done it? Have you ever regifted to either the same person or the families all together in a room and you regift a gift from Sarah to you and you've regifted it now to Genevieve? In front of Sarah, and Sarah says, I gave you that last year.
Actually, because my family was so large, 5 girls and 4 boys, and 2 on the side. So we would do that. We would exchange because if somebody really, really, really liked something that you got and you were kind of like, eh, okay, you could give it to the person.
And they would be okay with it.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Not like keep it in the family, but still.
Yeah. Well, it's thoughtful because you know they really, 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 really want it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait to get a tree for my front yard and put popcorn on it. I can't wait. Yeah, this is good. This is good stuff. So there's, you've heard the song, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Yes.
That was by Elmo and Patsy. I don't know who they are.
Okay.
Elmo and Patsy. They're singing it in this particular, I'm in harpersbazaar.com, and this is they're singing it here. The absolute chaos that is the concept of Santa's sleigh being pulled by wild antlered animals is finally addressed in Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. The unexpectedly popular macabre take on the traditional holiday fable. So you've heard it.
I've heard it a number of times, yeah.
And it's really funny.
So sort of.
So Grandma got run over by a reindeer coming home from our house Christmas Eve. I forgot how it goes. But Grandma, I think, dies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I wonder why it got so popular.
Because it's funny. Was it? And then as for me and Grandpa, we believe. And it's a whole story if you haven't heard it. You need to listen to it because it's pretty funny.
How many of you out there have not heard it?
Yeah. If you haven't, look it up.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Okay. Buying gifts nobody wants or needs. Generic candles. Oh, random ornaments. One size fits none gifts. Yes, waste money and creates clutter. Pay attention year round to what people actually want or need. Ask for wish lists. Consider experiences like concert tickets or cooking classes. Homemade gifts infused with genuine effort often mean more than the store-bought items.
Yes.
Making a scarf for somebody.
Yes. You made a scarf for me.
Yes, I did.
And I love it. It's so soft and fuzzy. So another song, now that I'm on the song thing, Dominic the Donkey. Dominic the Donkey is the Italian Christmas donkey.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
I haven't either. It says Santa's status as the official Christmas mascot is pretty solidified.
Okay.
Is pretty solidified at this point, but there's... Oh, okay. Santa's status as the official Christmas mascot is pretty solidified at this point, but there's a fairly dense cast of other seasonable characters, too. There are the elves.
Yep.
There's Mrs. Claus.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the reindeer.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems that Dominic, the Italian Christmas donkey, never quite made the official roster. The singer is Lou Monti. And they chose Dominic because reindeer can't walk around the mountains in Italy, but donkeys can get up and down the rocky hills and mountains
I've
in Italy.
I've seen pictures of that. Not only donkeys, but sheep do it, too.
Yes, yes. The Grand Canyon, there are a lot of those. What are they called?
Burro.
No, there's a type of a sheep that can walk on those little edges.
I can see it.
Yeah. But... So if you want, you can look up Dominic.
Never heard it.
The Italian reindeer. I wonder if it's in Italian. The song is in Italian.
Why is it an Italian reindeer?
An Italian
this
donkey. I'm sorry, the Italian donkey.
Yeah. This is a national herd, mm-hmm. international herd.
Mm-hmm.
Is there one that does the polka?
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
If you're going to a party, don't arrive too early. Don't stay too late.
Mm-hmm.
This etiquette mistake creates uncomfortable situations for hosts. Already disrupts preparations while overstaying your welcome turns a pleasant evening into an exhausting marathon. So, arrive within 15 minutes of the stated time, fashionably late,
mm-hmm.
is 10 to 15 minutes, not 45.
Mm-hmm.
Watch for cues that the party is winding down and graciously depart. A good rule is leaving by 10:30 or 11 for evening parties unless specifically told otherwise.
Right.
So it might be a good idea to say, come to my Christmas party, the hours are.
Yes. Yes. There's different things you can do, too, to encourage the leaving of the guests. Start picking up, get up, bring stuff in the kitchen, go to bed. You could go in and put your pajamas on.
I did that to my son one year because he wouldn't leave.
You went to bed?
I went to bed.
Did he leave?
He sat there for a while, got up and kind of looked out.
Yeah, you could say, well, I'm going to bed now. You know, stay as long as you like. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to go read a book or watch TV. Or
past my bedtime.
My bed. That's really true. I learned a long, long time ago from a friend's mother. My friend and I were going to a birthday party. We were walking from her house because it was not far. And I wanted to leave like an hour before the party started. And her mother said to me, Lynn, no. You always must be fashionably late. So you want to be 5 to 10 minutes late. And I understand that because if I'm having something and someone shows up 15
early.
Or 10 minutes early, it does throw me because I'm not sometimes not ready yet.
Right.
But I'm pleasant and let them come in and say, just sit down. Here, have a drink. Sit down, have something to drink. I'm not finished yet. I'm not done. So you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. By Tyler, the Creator.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of him?
No, but I've heard the song.
Yeah.
It's got a great deep voice.
Great song. And what's his name? Carrie. What's his name? Who played the Grinch? Drew. What's his name?
Carrie.
That's his last name. What's his first name?
Drew.
Drew Carey. He sings that. I heard it on the radio the other day on
that
a Christmas station.
That was his voice?
Yes.
Wow.
And I was listening to that very, very closely, trying to kind of find the part of the song that sounded like him. And I couldn't. I found one spot where I went, oh, there he is. Not Drew Carey. Is it Drew Carey, the actor that played the Grinch? Is
yeah.
it? He did that so well.
But the voice was so deep.
It was so good. He was
yeah.
so good. So it says here, you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Gets a cool, snappy facelift as Tyler, the creator, puts his signature gruff spin on the Grinch classic, making for the perfect pairing of Christmas's most notorious naysayer and music's favorite troll. So I'm going to listen. I can click on this and I can listen to it.
Uh-huh.
Because I want to see if the one that's Carey. It's not Drew Carey. Drew Carey's the guy on the spinning, that spin the wheel game, Price is Right. Who is it?
Oh, my gosh.
Man.
If you're out there,
let
us know.
It's terrible. Anyway, I'm going to see if it's really the same. Cause,
oh, yeah, Drew Carey from Ohio.
Yeah. So, because when I listened to it, it said, Carey, what is his name? Carey.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to look that up while you go and do our next thing. I'm
okay.
going to find out who he is. I know his first name,
don't
but I forgot.
Don't show up empty-handed to someone's home, especially for a dinner party. Bring a thoughtful small gift, a nice bottle of wine, gourmet chocolates, a beautiful candle, or flowers. Even a heartfelt thank you card shows appreciation.
Yes.
And don't pressure their guests to just try foods they can't. They've told you they've already can't because of allergies, religious reasons, or health conditions.
Or if they just don't like it.
Or if they just don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
And I want to find out if he's saying it. This is so cool that we can do this, huh? I'm forgive me, people, for this, but who's the guy who sings the Grinch song? This one says his name is Thurl Ravenscroft.
Okay.
And it doesn't say, I can't find where it says that Jim Carrey sang it.
So how did you think it was him?
Oh, he does. He sings it. Mean One, Mr. Grinch. Well, because on the radio it said that this was him singing it.
Oh.
And I'm looking it up, and he does. He sings You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. He really does a great job. Huh. Really good.
Okay.
I'm back into the funny Christmas songs, and I got to go to the next one. And the next one is, oh, All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth. My two front teeth.
Yeah.
My two.
Yeah.
Is that the only lyric?
Who's it by?
This one, the one that's here, you can look on YouTube. It's a little girl. And this one is Melissa. Her name is Melissa Lynn. And she's singing it on this website, the Harper's Bazaar website. But I think originally it was Wayne Newton, I believe, that sang that. It says, an incredible song, take on a holiday gift list. All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth. It's an ode to a little one's impending canines, a great dual marketing track for Santa's distant cousin, the Tooth Fairy.
Oh.
I didn't know they were cousins. Did you?
No.
I didn't know that. Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh. These are so old. They're old. What?
I was going to go with another one.
Oh, yes.
Bringing unrequested food or plus ones.
Oh, yeah.
Among common Christmas party mistakes, showing up with unexpected guests or food that doesn't fit the planned menu creates logistical nightmares for hosts. Always ask before bringing anyone not explicitly invited. If you want to contribute food, ask what's needed. When bringing wine or dessert, understand it's a host's gift, not necessarily for the meal.
True, 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 and true.
So she could put it away somewhere and just enjoy it.
True, true. Very true. Did I say that was true?
I think I heard you say that once or twice.
I don't ever bring food unless I ask. Do you?
Nope.
Nope. Bring something else. Hippopotamus. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Something that's a hippopotamus for Christmas. And then he says how all the other things he doesn't want. But it says here it was recorded by Gayla Peavy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas belongs in its own subcategory of goofy holiday music. Godspeed to the kids whose wish lists are inspired by this tune and their parents. And it's this little girl. This is definitely a photograph from the 50s. So this is probably the original. And I think Wayne Newton, or who's the other guy?
She's asking these wild questions.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Adam Sandler has a song called the Hanukkah Song. It's really funny. Adam Sandler evens the playing field between Hanukkah and Christmas. The Hanukkah Song is a rundown of famous Jewish people and traditions made for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs, the comedian explains.
There you go.
It's really a cute song.
Yeah.
It's a good song, yeah.
Okay. Are you ready?
I am.
How many lights were on the Griswolds' house in Christmas Vacation?
25,000. Yay!
Yes. Okay. You got that right. Finish this line from How the Grinch Stole Christmas. It came without packages, boxes, or...
bows.
Oh.
Bells?
Bags.
Oh.
Came without packages, boxes, or bags.
And what's the next line? Something about hags? Oh, it doesn't rhyme. What rhymes with bags?
Well, I think it goes with box. Box or pack.
So boxes
but
and
anyway,
boxes.
That's the one that it was.
I have to listen to it now.
And how many ghosts are there in A Christmas Carol?
4.
Very good. Yeah. You always forget the first one.
Bob Marley.
Yeah.
He's the first ghost. And they make him look really, really creepy in one of the movies. Really creepy. Almost cool. Like with foam coming out of his mouth, I think. It just looks really, really dead.
Every time somebody says foam now, I'm going to think of my mattress.
Okay. Yeah. You need a topper. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening.
Yeah.
Please don't forget to email us
at stuffingforus@gmail.com. No, don't use that one.
Retake. Beep.
stuffingforus@gmail.com. Please, we'd love to hear from you. The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.